Stacey and Jace Bourne, East Coast Radio KZN's number one hit music station. All the kids are now on TikTok, and even some adults have decided to join the platform. And to be honest, if you are not TikToking KZN, you are definitely missing out on a lot of action. And I'm willing to go as far as saying that you have not been living. Joining me today is the man whose remix of the iPhone ringtone has hit over 4 million views on TikTok. This massive news also triggered the hashtag I'm an iPhone challenge on TikTok. His full name is Jason Joel Govindsamy, also known by his stage name as DJ Jashmir. He's a DJ, producer, content creator, and a software fundi. Welcome to the show, Jashmir.
Thank you so much for having me, bro.
How does it feel to be that kid in KZN? Because right now, there's a lot of attention that's been given to you, and you're like the coolest kid in KZN at the moment.
It's very, very overwhelming. Like, to see everyone in the country jumping on my challenge, I can't even explain it. It's amazing.
So you started making music when you were 13. You're 21 now. Give us some of the people that you've worked with over the years.
I've worked with a lot of local artists and rappers, like underground rappers especially, trying to build them up. And I've also worked with a few big name artists such as The Fraternity, who have been nominated for summer awards and stuff. And that's just the beginning, because I'm going to be working with a lot more bigger artists in this year especially.
And has music always been a love for you? And how did you establish that music is a talent for you and something you want to take seriously?
I've always loved it. Like, I've just started DJing like in 2013. And from there, I've been maturing it and experimenting with genres, and it just grew from there.
Now, the idea to take a default Apple ringtone and make it into an Amapiano song, how did that come about?
Yeah, it's actually a funny story, because I was in my studio that one day just messing around with beats, and my phone was actually ringing, and a car went past, and they were playing an Amapiano track, and I just put them together, and it actually sounded really cool.
Mm. And how did the song end up on TikTok?
I actually posted it for like my circle of followers, which was like under 1,000 at that time. And like a day later, it just blew up to like 80,000 views on the video itself.
Mm. 4 million views on TikTok ever since you launched the song. That is big. And I just want to say a huge shout out to you, Jashmir, because I know your story, man. I know your hustle. And yeah, this is big, dude. So how are you feeling about the amount of attention that you've been receiving?
I've been, like, after my interview on E-News, I've been seeing a lot of messages, like, good, well, messages and stuff. It's very overwhelming. Like, I haven't even gotten a chance to reply to all of it as yet. But I'm really, really happy about it. It really touches me.
Mm. And just because I know you're 21 and you're still living with your parents, right?
Yeah.
How have your parents taken this attention that's now being brought to you? Are they saying continue making music, or are they saying something else? How are they feeling, and how are they taking this music thing of yours?
They're very supportive of it. Like, my mom shares a lot of my stuff on Facebook. My dad shares it. They're very supportive of it.
And they see you doing music as a career?
I actually don't take it as a career. It's like just a hobby for me. I actually have like other stuff to do, like graphic design, software and stuff.
Okay, back to the I'm an iPhone challenge. For someone who's never heard about the I'm an iPhone challenge, just give us a little bit more information with regards to what it is and what it really entails for someone to participate in the challenge.
Okay, so basically you can just go onto my TikTok page and find the sound. It's called the iPhone ringtone Amapiano remix. So it starts off as the default iPhone ringtone, and it builds up into an Amapiano track. Like, if you start recording a video, it's like most of the people were doing it as their phone is just ringing, and it just builds up to the song, and they just start doing a dance to it.
And you could do any dance move that you can, right? Because I'm thinking, for people like myself who don't really have rhythm, does this challenge still apply to me? Because what I do mostly, people would consider as just shivering to music. Do I have to have dance moves to be a part of this challenge?
No, not at all. TikTok is about creativity. You can do anything with it, like make memes with it, like just create content with it. You don't have to just dance to it.
Mm. Can you dance to it?
No.
You're the guy behind the scenes just making the music, man. Who cares if you can't dance? And it really doesn't matter, as long as you keep them beats coming through, man. In terms of working with people in 2020, with the whole coronavirus pandemic taking charge and changing the way that we do things, where do you see space for musicians like yourself?
At this moment, I would say TikTok. TikTok is the biggest platform for musicians during quarantine, because you can just put out your content on the platform, and it gives you whatever you want, like the attention, the publicity, everything that you want. You get it on TikTok, basically.
Mm. And I suppose during such a tough time like this, where people are very anxious, people are not feeling comfortable stepping out of the house, and, you know, this coronavirus pandemic has certainly taken over our lives, you must be feeling really good about the fact that you have taken attention away from what's negative that's going on, and you've sort of added a positive twist into people's lives where you've given them something to be happy about. How does that feel?
It feels really good, because, like, a few weeks back, everyone has been, like, panicking about the COVID-19 and stuff. So I'm just trying to, like, brighten up the mood, and everyone's actually taking to it. They're actually enjoying the challenge. It's really good to see it.
Okay, so Stacey and I want to jump on this challenge, because I know Stacey can dance and she's very good. I'm just okay. But we want to take part in this challenge with you. We're not really on TikTok. I have the platform, but we don't really use it. Are you keen for us to jump on the platform? We're just asking for permission as well, because it is your beat and it is your song, and we want your blessing to be a part of this TikTok challenge.
Definitely. Go for it. I would love to see it.
You'd like to see me shivering. That's what it is.
Stacey and Jay Spoo, weekdays 4 to 7 p.m. Take me home. East Coast Radio.